In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, sometimes it's just life is crazy, right? There seems to be an unovercomable conflict, or an unovercomable disappointment, or an unovercomable issue that's impossible to recover from. And yet, God calls me, calls you and me, to acknowledge that life is not a waste, that it's never a waste, and that even if we feel disappointed again and again and again and again and again, He's still able to bring something beautiful out of it. He's still working powerfully to help us and working through us. And what a beautiful day we have, and we have a song of great joy in our book of Psalms. We're going to pray Psalm 104, which is one of the songs that, of the prayers of the Psalms, that expresses this ecstatic joy about all of creation, about all of life in light of God. And then we're going to see what we have from our book of Jeremiah. Try to reflect on that a little bit. And hopefully there's a good one for Our Lady, since this is her special day, when we make reparation to her heart according to Catholic piety on not just Saturdays, which are traditionally dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary, but also the first Saturday of the month in a particular way by private revelation is dedicated to her, to making reparation to her heart. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, and we do need you to make haste, Lord. We draw near to Carlo Acutis' canonization. Please, God, be near to me and help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Everything's going to be good. Everything's going to be good. I say it in faith. Everything's going to be good. Yep, our special memorial, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia. Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia. Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. You stretch out the heavens like a tent. Above the rains, you build your dwelling. You make the clouds your chariot and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers and flashing fire your servants. You founded the earth on its base to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The waters stood higher than the mountains. At your threat, they took to flight. At the voice of your thunder, they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field. The wild ashes quench their thirst. On their banks dwell the birds of heaven. From the branches they sing their song. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia. The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia. Thank you for the people in my life who love me. Thank you for the people in my life whom I've come to see as inspirations, as examples, as leaders, as guides. Thank you for the gift of all these relationships that you've given me and that you still continue to give me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia. In honor of Mary's gifts, comfort us now. Strengthen us in our faith, Mother, by your consolation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace, of thy flame of love, over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts and God the Father, forgive us our sins. Make us able to forgive one another and ourselves. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to the hearts of men. Alleluia. From your dwelling you water the hills. Earth drinks its fill of your gift. You make the grass grow for the cattle and the plants to serve man's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart, oil to make him glad and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests. On the treetop, the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains, and rabbits hide in the rocks. You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time for its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey, and ask their food from God. At the rising of the sun, they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labor till evening falls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts, pray for in reparation for our sins. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia. The Lord looked upon all he had made and saw that it was very good. Alleluia. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches. There is the sea vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with. All of these look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch. I will sing to the Lord all my life. Make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked exist no more. Bless the Lord, my soul. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Again, we pray in reparation for our sins, our inability to be happy, our inability to be grateful, our inability to correct our long-standing habits of sin. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise his holy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In honor of Mary's gift, save our society, save our world, save ourselves from sorrow and sin. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Blessed are your eyes, for they see God's works, and your ears, for they hear his word. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31. A foretelling of salvation in the new covenant. Thus says the Lord. In Ramah is heard the sound of moaning, of bitter weeping. Rachel mourns her children. She refuses to be consoled because her children are no more. Thus says the Lord, cease your cries of mourning. Wipe the tears from your eyes. The sorrow you have shown shall have its reward, says the Lord. They shall return from the enemy's land. There is hope for your future, says the Lord. Your sons shall return to their own borders. I hear Ephraim pleading. You chastised me, and I am chastised. I was an untamed calf. If you allow me, I will return. For you are the Lord my God. I turn in repentance. I have come to myself. I strike my breast. I blush with shame. I bear the disgrace of my youth. In Ephraim, is Ephraim not my favored son, the child in whom I delight? Often as I threaten him, I still remember him with favor. My heart stirs for him. I must show him mercy, says the Lord. Set up road markers, put up guideposts. Turn your attention to the highway, the road on which you went. Turn back, O virgin Israel. Turn back to these, your cities. How long will you continue to stray, rebellious daughter? The Lord has created a new thing upon the earth. The woman must encompass the man with devotion. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will see at the house of Israel and the house of Judea with the seed of man and the seed of beasts, as I once watched over them to uproot and to pull down, to destroy and to ruin, to harm and to harm. So I will watch over them to build and to plant, says the Lord. In those days they shall no longer say, the fathers ate unripe grapes, and the children's teeth are on edge, are set on edge. But through his own fault only shall anyone die. The teeth of him who eats the unripe grapes shall be set on edge. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judea. It will not be like the covenant I have made with their fathers the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt, for they broke my covenant, and I had to show myself their master, says the Lord. But this is the covenant which I make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer will they have need to teach their friends and kinsmen how to know the Lord. All from the least to the greatest shall know me, says the Lord, for I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more. Take a moment of sacred silence. Create a clean heart in me, O God, and put a new and steadfast spirit within me. Turn away your face from my sins, O God, and blot out all my guilt, and put a new and steadfast spirit within me. From a sermon on the Beatitudes by St. Leo, the great Pope. After preaching the blessings of poverty, the Lord went on to say, blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. But the mourning for which he promises eternal consolation, dearly beloved, has nothing to do with ordinary worldly distress. For the tears which have their origin in the sorrow common to all mankind do not make anyone blessed. There is another cause for the sighs of the saints, another reason for their blessed tears. Religious grief mourns for sin, one's own or another's. It does not lament because of what happens as a result of God's justice, but because of what is done by human malice. Indeed, he who does no wrong is more to be lamented than he who suffers it. For his wickedness plunges the sinner into punishment, whereas endurance can raise the just man to glory. Next, the Lord says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. To the meek and gentle, the lowly and the humble, and to all who are ready to endure any injury, he promises that they will possess the earth. Nor is this inheritance to be considered small or insignificant, as though it were distinct from our heavenly dwelling. For we know that it is the kingdom of heaven which is also the inheritance promised to the meek. The earth that is promised to the meek and which will be given to the gentle for their own possession is none other than the bodies of the saints. Through the merit of their humility and their bodies will be transformed by a joyous resurrection and clothed in the glory of immortality, no longer opposed in any way to their spirits. Their bodies will remain in perfect harmony and unity with the will of the soul. Then indeed the outer man will be peaceful, will be the peaceful and unblemished possession of the inner man. Then truly will the meek inherit the earth in perpetual peace, and nothing will be taken from their rights. For this imperishable nature shall put on imperishable, and this mortal nature shall put on immortality. Their risk will turn into reward. What was a burden will have become an honor. Responsory prayer. Blessed are those who mourn, they shall be consoled. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for what is right, they shall be satisfied. Blessed are those of gentle spirit, they shall inherit the land. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for what is right, they shall be satisfied. see what special intercessions we have on this glorious day, this wonderful, happy day of Blessed Virgin Mary, but also a wonderful, happy day when we celebrate the glory of our patron, Carlo Acutis, Blessed Carlo Acutis, but also the other model of young people, Blessed Giorgio, Pier Giorgio Prisotti, who are going to be canonized just in a little tiny bit tomorrow. Oh God, worker of miracles, you made the Immaculate Virgin share body and soul in your Son's glory in heaven. Direct the hearts of your children to that same glory. You made Mary our mother through her intercession. You, through intercessions, grant strength to the weak, comfort to the sorrowing, pardon to sinners, salvation and peace to all. You made Mary full of grace. Grant all men the joyful abundance of your grace. Make your church of one mind and one heart in love, and help all those who believe to be one in prayer with Mary, the Mother of Jesus. You made Mary the Queen Mother of Mercy. May all who are faced with trials feel her motherly love. You wished Mary to be the mother of the family in the home of Jesus and Joseph. May all mothers of families foster love and holiness through her intercession. You gave Mary strength at the foot of the cross and filled her with joy at the resurrection of your Son. Lighten the hardships of those who are burdened and deepen our sense of hope. You made Mary open to your word and faithful as your servant. Through her intercession, make us servants and true followers of your Son. You crowned Mary Queen of Heaven. May all the dead rejoice in your kingdom with the saints forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Gathering all of our prayers, spoken and unspoken to the One, let's pray the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Glorious things are said of you, O Virgin Mary. Glorious things are said of you. Almighty God, every good thing comes from you. Fill our hearts with love for you. Increase our faith, and by your constant care, protect the good you have given us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. So it's kind of a long one today, and I think it was well worth it, right? Let's see if we can't pray a little bit of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Let us pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. love you, Lord. Thank you for all accompanying me. In a way, I think you've become sharers in my friendship with God through this time of sharing. And I sure hope you do feel better. And I hope that you and I rejoice in the Lord tomorrow on Sunday morning, especially as we watch that canonization. May God bless us, and I offer my indulgence, whether full or partial, plenary just being another word for full, for the soul in purgatory, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.